Today is Wednesday, August 6, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Social Engineering Day. It's also National Fresh Breath Day. National Wiggle Your Toes Day. And last but not least, National Root Beer Float Day. I guess that qualifies as a food. But I'm not a big fan of root beer floats. I'm not a huge fan of root beer, and then I don't really like ice cream mixed with soda. It's just not something that I'm all that into, really. We do have some contact in the form of a text message, so I will go ahead and read that now. It says, "Hello, Adam. Did you hear the news? I'm throwing in the towel on my job January 2nd. By the way, this is Kathy Bacon. Planning to take maybe a year off or until my funds run out. I like math, so after I'm done here, I'm going to study to be a real estate loan person. I might get a gas station job just to have something by to get me out of something to get me out of the house weekly. Or I would probably grow roots into the floor of my house. I would love to take a year off. And I could, but that is something that I could do, but I'm such a scaredy cat. I'm scared I would never find a good paying job ever again if I did that. But that would be even 6 months, if I could just take some time, take some breathing time just to breathe. It would just feel so much better. And I think I need to move out of my current team as well, because even if I'm doing exactly the same job, I mean, I know that my current role is not the ideal role for me, but I think I'm just so burned out at the moment. I need a change. And so even if I just went to a different team, a different application, a different product, whatever the case may be, I don't know why my voice did that. But anyway, I don't know. I just need some sort of change. But I envy you, Kathy. I envy you doing that. She says, "I'm exhausted with colleagues who have sucked up to management and who do their manager's job, so the manager refuses to see how counterproductive it is. The person I'm talking about wrote an email and accused me of being rude to her in recent replies, and I asked our manager to get me the email she was referring to. And when she couldn't acknowledge what a liar she is, she had no such emails. I told him you should read the ones I haven't sent to her." Laugh out loud. Yeah, and you know, Kathy, I don't have any drama at work. Well, I mean, there's a little bit of drama that's not interpersonal drama at all, just between my product and another product and them merging, and there are two separate teams, and there's some drama there that I'm not really getting involved in. And it may impact my product. There are two product managers, so who knows what will happen if that other product manager takes over for both or something. I'll still have some products because I have multiple products in my portfolio, but this is my big one, my big claim to fame. Going back to Kathy's text, she says, "Anyway, question, is it your goal to travel to all the safe and popular countries?" So yeah, it's our goal. And when you say safe, I think I get scared when you talk about Colombia and some of the South American countries. I get really scared because I'm like, drug cartels, you know, and that sort of thing. And Mark is like, boyfie, whatever. So I don't know. And then there are other countries that are not LGBTQ+ friendly. some in which you could even be, you could be executed. So, and Egypt is one where it's not LGBTQ plus friendly, and I've always wanted to see Egypt, but so I don't know. So you just have to hide it, which, you know, I suppose Mark and I could do. It's not like we walk around making out or anything, but, you know, it's, I don't know that I would, but yes, ultimately we want to go to as many as we can. Would you ever go to Australia and meet Scotty? I would go to Australia. I would meet Scotty if he was there. Didn't Scotty come to a... Have I not met Scotty at a Pride 48? I could have sworn, I don't know, my brain. Anyway, yes, I would absolutely, if we were in the same location, you know, now it is likely that the first time I see Australia may be a cruise. So we may just be, if our ship stops close to where Scotty lives, then, you know, we could see him really quickly on our, you know, instead of an excursion or something, he could take us on a tour. But sure, I would see him. Do you know he is a versed traveler to Japan? Oh, that's cool. He could be your tour guide. How many countries not spelled C-U have you been to? What? How many countries not spelled C-U? Oh, I get it. Not as in C-U. Yeah, I get it. Your son's girlfriend just spent 2 weeks in Switzerland. Cool. Did she like it? Because that's what we're planning right now, as you probably know, because I said that already. I don't know how many countries I've been to. I've been to a few. I've been to, gosh, Canada, the U.S., I guess that counts, Mexico, and then... So what of the, like, islands? Do the islands count as separate countries? Because, like, I've been to the Bahamas. And I feel like I've been somewhere else. Like, I haven't. I can't think of the name of it. But then I've also been to Ireland, Scotland. Do you count those separately? I've been to the UK, so I guess I'll just count it as one. Germany, France, Austria, Italy, Spain, Iceland, Norway, Belgium. I don't know, 13 different countries? Probably, maybe more. Oh, the Philippines. Hello, the Philippines. That's 14. I've been through the airport in China. I don't know if that counts, but that would be 15. A few countries that I've been to. I would just want to tell everyone, Kathy asked that question. I just had to count them out. There, I may be missing one or two. I think that's it. And we're going to add Switzerland to the list when we go. In September. So anyway, I feel like I talked about Sunday mostly anyway, but again, I'll just give a recap. I mowed the lawn, took me a couple hours, bleh. And then Mark came home. We had restaurant of the week, and it was Jason's Deli, and I love Jason's Deli. I love their chicken salad sandwich and their salad bar. And on the salad bar, I usually will get the romaine lettuce. And I will get cauliflower, not broccoli, just cauliflower, some red pepper if they have it. I don't really like the green. I like the red. I like it to be more ripe, so to speak. And cucumber, all the cheeses, like the shredded cheddar, the shredded mozzarella. And I'll get some of the pasta salad because I love the pasta salad. and a little potato salad, and I'll put seeds and croutons and everything, and then a little ranch dressing on top of it. And I'll get the muffins. They have little muffins. If you've ever been to Jason's Deli, it is a salad bar. Sometimes they have a little toast as well. They didn't have toastless. Anyway, I get that. I pile that plate up. And then you just get half a chicken salad sandwich and some chips. But man, it was good. Oh, well, I'm pretty much out of time. But anyway, I was going to tell you guys all about Switzerland. And I didn't tell you anything about Switzerland. We're going on the Glacier Express. Our first day is in Zurich, and then we're going to Lucerne, and then we're going to Grindelwald, and then Zermatt, and then back to Zurich. All right, for more episodes, sorry, I'll tell you more tomorrow. You can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Maybe you'll even find out about Switzerland. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.